Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're on The Burt Show.
Yeah, local Snopes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Okay, I've heard this now twice.
Okay.
I cannot believe it is true, but the rumor is that it happened to a UGA student, and I don't know if it was this past spring break, which was like a week or two ago, or if it was a recent spring break, but I have heard it twice. Supposedly it is true, and I would like to talk to the person it happened to. I don't want to talk to my cousin whose roommate had a sister who went to college with a girl. I want to talk to the person that it happened to. And if it did happen, it's spooky and creepy.
Okay.
To me, it sounds like the plot of a movie, but no movie I've seen. Here's the deal. You know, spring break, there's a bunch of options for spring break. You've got the kids who go home. You got the kids who go down to, you know, Cancun or Panama City. You've got the kids who do the, you know, service trips, and they go and they do all that stuff.
Right. They go, like, build houses, places and stuff.
Yes. And rarely you have the kids who stay on campus.
Uh-huh.
Right. So, supposedly, there is a University of Georgia student who decided that when everybody else was going to go down to Panama City and party or, you know, Mexico or wherever for spring break, she would stay in Athens and stay in the apartment or the home that she lives in.
Okay.
And she would stay there. All of her roommates left, so she was there all alone.
Mm-hmm.
She was going to use that time to get caught up on work and take pictures, because she wants to be an artist, a photographer. So she was going to take pictures of the campus and the architecture and do all this stuff, right?
Okay.
So so she stays there all by herself.
All right.
She's on the University of Georgia campus. Very, you know, it's not deserted, but it's much quieter than it normally is. And she spends the time doing exactly what she said she would do, including taking a bunch of pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has the best intentions with time, you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't nearly do the photography that she wants to do until the last couple days of spring break. And she's like, crap, if I'm going to go take pictures with nobody on campus, I got to do it now. So she goes out and does it. And then her roommates come back and they all have their stories about spring break. And they're you know, telling the stories about what they did and where they went and showing the pictures and blah, blah, blah. And she says, do you guys want to see what I did? Like, as a joke, because they're, you know, looking at their pictures of Mexico and what t-shirt contest,
partying and
all this
whatever,
craziness.
Yeah.
And then maybe some other roommate is showing pictures of the house they built down in Guatemala and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So she takes the memory card out of her camera and plugs it into her computer and says, well, this is what I did. I haven't edited these yet, but here they are, and starts scrolling through.
Okay.
And, she, you know, starts moving through the pictures, and there's pictures of the campus, pictures of this, pictures of that. Then there's pictures of her sleeping.
No way.
What?
Then she looked at a bunch more pictures of the campus and everything, and then the next night, there's pictures of her sleeping.
No.
What? Where did you hear this story?
I've heard it from two different people. I wouldn't be asking if I didn't hear it from two different people.
Really? So, and they say that this is a true story?
Yes.
So somebody
that
was
it's
taking,
being investigated.
So somebody was taking pictures of her in her place?
Somebody
her
knew that
house.
She was there alone and was in the house with her while all
that
of her roommates were
freaky.
Gone.
That is freaky. And how dare you tell that story when it's still dark outside and people
creepy.
Are getting ready for work.
Is that a plot?
Is scary.
Is it a movie plot?
It sounds
yes.
like a horror movie plot.
Right.
Well, because how did that person, A, get in the place, and are they still hiding out in the place, or are they around the campus?
Freaky.
Now,
and so she was in her apartment alone.
Right.
Oh,
and out taking pictures, didn't look at any of the pictures, but every single.
And they were chronologically where they would have been sleeping, and then she would have picked up the camera again the next day and kept going.
Yes.
Whoa. That is really, really funny.
Now, here's
that's like a girl's worst nightmare, mm-hmm. and it does sound made up.
And here's why I don't believe it, because you always scroll through the pictures on your phone,
uh-huh.
so you would stumble across that. But there is a possibility that she just picked up her phone, a camera, I mean, you know, her
mm-hmm.
camera. But there is a possibility that she goes out and shoots 10 pictures. Like, I've taken pictures, like, as a photographer before, trying to be all artistic and stuff, and you take the same picture 20 times. You know, especially with a digital camera, when you're not paying for film or anything like that, you can set the dials and you can, you know, so you could scroll back. Your first shot could be 10 pictures. You scroll back through five of them and go, that's fine. You move on to the next thing. You would never scroll all the way through them.
That is really freaky. I don't know. I mean, I would love to know if it's real or not, but it doesn't sound real to me.
I hope not.
No, it sounds freaky.
Unless what if it was a ghost?
A ghost using a camera.
That would almost make me feel better.
I know.
If it were a ghost doing it, I'd be like, oh, cool, totally, move on in, it's fine.
But if there's some dude lurking around campus and like going into different dorm rooms or apartments and taking pictures.
That is scary. And that taps into like every girl's fear. She was alone. Somebody's in her place. She doesn't know who it is.
If nobody can identify, if it didn't come from a movie, I think we should write it because that is a great plot. The rumor is it's been investigated. You know, it's like campus security and police and everybody has been notified.
Yeah, we need to go through some sort of Snopes to figure that out.
The phones are lit up. Wow, hey, Marilyn.
Hey, is this Jeff?
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Good. What's going on?
I was calling to make a comment on what you were talking about.
Yeah.
April Fool's is next week. They're building this up as an April Fool's joke.
That's not a funny one.
It's not really a joke.
Yeah,
it is kind of creepy.
It's really creepy, but...
It gave me the chills.
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't think so.
I think they're building it up as an early April Fool's joke. That's what that is.
I would more believe it if Halloween was next week. Because it's not a jokey story. It's a scary story.
Scary story.
Especially if you live on that campus.
Hey, Adrian.
Yes.
What's going on?
How are you? Hey, I got a comment related to this story. Most of the really expensive cameras who people, the artsy people use or whatever, they have timers on them. And I guess most of the people who do photography like that, they also have tripods in their house. So she could have set a tripod on and taken a picture of herself.
Oh, so she could have been freaking out her friends.
Maybe.
If that's the case, I love that girl.
Cool. That's a good idea. That's a good thought, because, she could have taken it herself.
So, maybe she's just pissed at her roommates for leaving her.
Yeah.
If you have connections in Athens, do what you can to research this story, because I would like to know if it's true. Freaky!
Listen, it's The Bert Show.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam. I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting than playing Chumba Casino. Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam. So what are you waiting for? Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba. Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.